Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A horrific death in Duncanville. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and we're learning more details tonight about a tragic dog attack in Duncanville that took the life of a child. Police Chief Matthew Stonger says a woman was babysitting the one-year-old boy when the attack happened.
The resident at the location, she attempted to pull the dogs from the infant, unsuccessfully, until the officers got there, at which point she sustained some injuries as well.
He says three dogs at the home were involved in the attack. They were all shepherd mixes, around 80 pounds each. Animal control got on the scene, took the dogs. Police are working with the DA's office and say criminal charges could be coming. No word if the victim was at the home of a family member or an in-home daycare. KRLD's LP Phillips talked to a neighbor who saw the tragic commotion.
Jason Summons was working from home across the street.
And so the police went in first, then the paramedics went in, some of the fire workers went in, and then we did see them bring out a toddler, and she looked pretty lifeless. They was carrying her, running her to the ambulance.
The child was pronounced dead at Children's Medical Center a short while later. Summons says he saw animal control officers take three large dogs from the residence. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Fort Worth, an Episcopal minister remains behind bars, charged with online solicitation of a minor.
The rector at Trinity Episcopal Church in Fort Worth sent a letter to members this weekend saying Reverend Jason Myers was arrested by the Collin County Sheriff's Office. Robert Pace says he told the bishop, who suspended Myers, so Myers cannot act as a priest for the duration of the investigation or have contact with anyone in the congregation. Pace says he does not have any reason to believe someone in their congregation or their school was hurt, but he urged anyone who might have information to call police and also the Episcopal Diocese of Texas's Officer for Clergy Misconduct Complaints. Pace writes they pray for all kids and adults who have experienced harm, the parish family, as well as Jason Myers and his family. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas man who was standing trial for the murder of a 9-year-old girl today pleaded guilty to a manslaughter charge. 24-year-old Tyrese Simmons was one of two men accused of shooting into the wrong home in a dispute with a rival rap artist. The 9-year-old girl was killed while sitting on the couch. Defense attorney Josh Healy says a mistrial was declared after a key witness changed her story.
Testified some stuff in a police body cam that we had transcribed, and she got up on the witness stand and testified completely opposite of it. And that's what caused their case to completely fall apart, because now they don't have a single witness to truthfully testify what happened.
So instead of a life prison term, Simmons was sentenced to 5 years in prison. About 100 students and teachers walked out of Dallas's Wilmer Hutchins High today, frustrated over last Friday's shooting that left one student hurt and another in custody. Many want to know how a gun was able to be brought on campus.
Parents and students say the district has not reached out to them over the weekend to discuss the shooting, share details of how they're investigating, or reassure them of safety measures in place. They point to Wilmer Hutchins Elementary right next door, the principal holding a virtual meeting of sorts to answer questions live over the weekend and reassure them. But they got nothing at the high school, where a student was able to get a gun inside past metal detectors.
I'm a parent that lost a kid to gun violence. I understand what they're saying. It may not be popular, people may not like it, but our kids are speaking out.
DISD trustee Maxie Johnson told us he gets it and will give parents a chance to talk and be heard at a community meeting Tuesday night at Morningstar Church.
That's NBC5's Larry Collins reporting. And don't freak out, Cowboys fans, but our best receiver ain't coming. CeeDee Lamb is not attending the start of the Cowboys volunteer off-season program, kind of not voluntary, while he waits a new contract. Gavin Dawson of 105.3 The Fan says the Cowboys have to ask themselves a question. Is he worth it?
That's the guy to let go. You know, I know there's been a lot of talk about Micah Parsons, who isn't there either. But if you're not planning on winning it over the next couple of years, you have a wide receiver in the middle of his prime, only 3 years in, I think that's the guy I would be looking to move. You know, if we are deciding, hey, one of these guys has to go because we can't afford this many blue chip players on our salary cap, especially since how last year ended, you know, and now we're already into a holdout.
The Cowboys want to sign Dak, CeeDee, and Micah to long-term deals before the start of training camp. Draft is less than 2 weeks away. And as expected in the WNBA draft tonight, Caitlin Clark went first overall to the Indiana Fever. The Dallas Wings have selected J.C. Sheldon, a guard from Ohio State. With your afternoon All-Local, I'm Austin York.
The All-Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.